All right, Paul White, USA Today, the senior writer, one of the great baseball men in the country, joins us. Paul, how are you today?
Great, Marty.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. And, you know, I just love to chat with you about your feelings about the first week of baseball. We've got the the Rockies setting a doubles record. We've got the, you know, the Giants and Padres can't score runs. We've got the Yankees hitting about 150 as a team. Horace Clark is coming back. We've got, you know, the Braves can't do anything wrong. The Nationals can't hit. What's going on?
Nothing. It's the first week of the season. We can extrapolate out numbers that are just mind-boggling if we want to, and none of them will come true. It's a, you know, I think it's really, it's Memorial Day till the numbers even begin to matter. Obviously, if it's a concern you had about your team coming out of spring training and it starts to come true, sometimes those things become self-fulfilling prophecies. But other than that, it's like, let's not overreact.
Yeah, it's fun. Who did you pick eventually for the World Series? Did you make your picks?
I picked the Dodgers to beat the Mariners.
Now, last year you were all over the Giants. You actually picked the Giants to win last year.
Yes, I did. And I still think they're a playoff team. I think they're a wild card again. But unlike previous years where it's borne out, I don't think the pitching is at the level it used to be. And that's usually what I come down to. You know, if you get in there, and once the teams are already in the playoffs, who are the ones I think can just roll through on their pitching? And I just don't think it's there this year.
You know, it's funny you say that. And again, you know, really, the first week, you read the sporting news going back 60 years, if you want, that talks about, you know, slow starts for teams and how, you know, really it doesn't matter. The game hasn't changed at all. But you look at this Giants team, and I tell you, Bumgarner goes tonight, and, you know, he's been terrific, and assuming he does his thing, you give them one more, like, real solid pitcher, and you put them in the playoffs again, the way they play defense and the way they kind of grind things out, they become a very dangerous team again. I think they're one real solid pitcher away from being that kind of team again.
Well, you know, and you're right to a point, I think, because as we see with a lot of the teams that we figure are legitimate contenders in the National League to get to the World Series, the Giants might be the only one who know they can win. They know how to win. They've done it. They believe it. The Washington Nationals don't know they can win in October. The Dodgers don't know they can win in October, despite all their talent. St. Louis a little closer to it, but this current group, no, not so much. So, you know, Pittsburgh is new. Anybody else who makes it's going to be new. So that is a huge advantage. And I think there's so much balance this year. I'm in Baltimore tonight, and I'm talking to some of the Toronto Blue Jays people here, and they're talking about the American League East being so balanced that they know they have deficiencies. They're a good club, but they feel like they can take their time in the midseason, in the All-Star break. They'll probably still be in contention and then figure out, what's the tweak we need? Is it a bullpen guy? Is, like you say, for the Giants, is it one more starter? You know, last year they went out and got Peavy. That was enough to get them through, especially after Kane was gone. If that's the case again, there's probably that guy out there available.
Yeah, I always say you don't take it. Paul White is with us of USA Today. I say you don't take it too seriously, at least until the peaches are on the trees. I always say that's a California thing. But, you know, it's about June. The good peaches come in about June. So I don't take it too seriously until then. But, you know, I like to watch a team playing. I'll tell you, it's been fascinating for me to watch the Padres because there was so much written about them. And we had Craig Elston on from the Mighty 1090, does the pre and post, and said, look, there are a bunch of free-swinging right-handed hitters. You know, there wasn't a great amount of thought that went into putting this team together. They got a lot of names, but are they a good baseball team? And then I look at Toronto, and I know they've had some injuries, but there's some young names in this thing, some good athletes, and they kind of are going the other way. I think Toronto looks like a good team. So it's hard to tell, but I think those are two good stories so far.
You know, I do too, and I think when you look at those teams, you know, one of the things I look for in teams like that that I think might be a contender at this point which are the ones that look like they should get better as the year goes on?
Right.
Toronto, you mentioned all the young guys. I think they're one. I think Seattle's a team that's like that, still growing into it. Some of their young pitching, they should get better as the year goes on. You know, the Padres, I don't know. The key guys, the key changes there are the veteran guys. Now, if their pitching staff gets better as the year goes on, they may fall into that. But they remind me of a team that a little bit, and they borrowed some guys, a little bit like the Atlanta Braves put together the last couple of years, almost like your fantasy team. Hey, I know him. He's good. Let's add him. But you're right. It's not a team yet.
Yeah. Hey, you're there in the East Coast. I know you're looking at the Orioles in Toronto. What about Washington? What's your take on them? Everyone's sort of conceding the pennant to them and the World Series.
Well, I don't know about the World Series. Again, that's a team that hasn't proven to itself it knows how to win in October yet, as you guys saw last year. Their pitching is going to be lights out all year, and they should be fine. Right now, they're not hitting at all. The top three guys projected in their batting order are out. Denard Span, Anthony Rendon, and Jason Worth. They're all out. Haven't played yet. That's a significant difference. Zimmerman's hitting a little bit in the middle. Bryce Harper is what he is, big-time power, striking out a lot. I think he'll be fine, but they're not going to produce any runs until they get their guys back to the top of the order. We see what their real lineup looks like.
All right. Hey, great to have you with us. I know you got a game coming up. I appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, anytime, Marty.
All right. That is Paul White, USA Today. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.